My brothers and sisters in Christ, we have the option to read the short readings for several of our readings today, or the longer ones. I chose the longer ones to put some of the kids to sleep, but that didn't work, so glad you're all still awake. Still awake. I especially wanted you to know, to be able to take in as much of that, especially the reading from the Hebrews that you got to read, that second reading. So powerful, because it speaks about our faith. And I think I've said to you before that I don't know of a greater gift that we have in this life than the gift of our faith. And yet putting our finger down on what faith exactly is a bit of a struggle. But I think if you had to go to the sacred scriptures and come up with a definition, the Bible's not a dictionary. It has to be interpreted. But I think if we had to go to the Bible to find a definition of faith, I don't know that you could do a better job than what you heard in that second reading from the letter to the Hebrews. The definition of faith. What did we hear there? That faith is the realization of what is hoped for. The realization of what is hoped for. There's things that we hope to receive in the future that are coming according to the promises of our faith. But it's also, our faith is the proof of those things that are hoped for. Right here and now. The way that we live our faith is proof of what is to hope for. It is, and he says it's also that it's the evidence of things not seen. Lots of things you can't see. Lots of things that we can't see. Well, how can we even talk about them? How do we even know that they're there? We can use our intellect and logic, and we can say that things are happening by forces that we don't understand. We can look into science to give us some explanations, but it only goes so far. There's tons of questions in science. There's tons of questions in our good science. We're left with this faith. We're left with this faith. Faith is evidence of things not seen. And so if we don't believe that there is anything beyond what we can see, what do we have? No faith. We don't believe in God or anything else. However, if we do believe in God, and we believe that there is something to hope for, then we begin to live a life of faith. Then we begin to live a life of faith. And sometimes that can be ridiculous. It can be ridiculous. Look what happened to Abraham. God called him to go to a place, and it says he didn't even know where he was going. He didn't even know where he was going, and yet he headed out. That's what we call craziness. He's a little bit crazy. He just knows that God wants him to go that way. Doesn't know exactly where it is that he's going to end up. That demands faith. A lively faith. And he didn't stop there. It says that by faith he received the power to generate, to have children. He had been trying his whole life. And yet, what happens? He was unable to generate, but by faith he was able to receive a child. And Sarah, his wife, was sterile. Abraham was past the normal age. But here's his faith. Here's his lively faith. He thought that the one who had made the promise was trustworthy. That, I don't know how God's going to do it. I'm an ancient old man. I'm ready to die at any moment. But I'm supposed to have a child pretty soon, whenever that's going to happen. You see how faith is the realization of what is hoped for. His faith is keeping him literally alive. His faith is pushing him to the end. So it was that there came forth from one man, himself as good as dead, descendants as numerous of the sky and countless as the sand on the seashore. And then it talks about his ancestors too, who left Egypt. And some of them wanted to go back to Egypt. Do you remember that? When they're in the desert? But by faith, they were looking for a different homeland. They wanted something more. And so it was only by their faith that they persevered in the desert through the difficulties. Faith is a realization of what is hoped for. And it spoke about that too in that first reading. The night of the Passover was known beforehand by our fathers, that with the sure knowledge of the oaths in which they put their faith, they might have courage. And so far from a person of faith being just simply nuts or crazy or useless in their efforts, actually the person who has faith and believes in God and believes that there is a life to come and acts like that is courageous. They're strong. They're living with fortitude. They're living for something more than what is in this life. And so faith is a great gift, and actually everybody has far too little of it. Jesus is trying to encourage us in that gospel to live with greater faith. Otherwise, we end up getting lazy and starting to beat your servants. How many of you beat your servants this past week? Hopefully nobody. We don't have any servants. No servants here? But we start to order people around and want things to go my way, to serve me. And this is a dangerous thing, to eat and to get drunk. And what comes after that? Then it says that the master servants will come at an unexpected day, in an unknown hour, and will punish that servant severely. And so there's dangers for getting lazy, for becoming self-serving. Our faith could be stolen. Our faith could be stolen. You could have it taken away from you. That very courage that you need to trust in God in those difficult moments, it could be taken away. Lots of people are doing that, actually. There's nothing special about that. Everybody's kind of abandoning their faith. Not going to church, it's not that big of a deal. As long as I get there once or twice a year. It's abandoning the faith. There are those, though, who are looking for what is to come. And these people are filled with strength. And they have a higher vision than the things just in this world. And this is what Jesus touches on from what he said last week in the Gospels. He says, where your treasure is, there also will your hearts be. So he even encourages us to sell what we have and give it to the poor, as a sign in faith that we're actually expecting something more to come, something greater to happen. More could happen. There could be a greater place for me. And Jesus assures us of this. The person who has faith, the person who has faith is actually going to be ready when Jesus comes. They're going to be expecting him when he arrives. They're going to be surprised, but they're going to be doing that. They're going to have that surprise in expectation. And so let's pray for this gift of faith. It's something that you have to freely assent to. Nobody can force you to have faith. You will have faith. Darn it. This is not going to happen. They can say that all they want. It's a free country, right? We can do whatever we want to do. We can do whatever we want to do. The question is, will we believe? The question is, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith in our hearts, that we really believe him, we trust him, that he's going to take care of us? I want to leave you with the story of today's saint, St. Clare of Assisi. She loves St. Francis of Assisi, and she became a religious sister. If you've ever heard of Mother Angelica, who started EWTN, she was a sister of St. Clare, the Poor Clares. And the Poor Clares were being attacked one day. I think it was kind of common back in those days in the Middle Ages just to get your castle or your convent attacked. Clare of Assisi believed in Almighty God. She had a lively faith. She said, Lord, if you're going to let us all get pillaged and killed, that's up to you. But I'm going to do what I can to face these mongrels who are attacking our convent. And do you know what she did? She went into her convent chapel, opened up the tabernacle doors, and God, our blessed Lord, in the most holy Eucharist and brought the Holy Eucharist to the top of the castle that she was living in, the convent, and she held up the Eucharist. And all of those mongrels were freaked out and ran away because she knew what was in that monstrance, in that ciborium. It was Jesus himself, and Jesus was protecting. She was vigilant. My brothers and sisters, we need to be vigilant in our faith. It could be stolen from us by mongrels. Faith is the realization of what is hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Let us go and see our Lord in this Holy Eucharist.